With Canada's recent legalization of cannabis, pro-cannabis forces are increasingly optimistic about their future in the United States. My next guest in contact is an attorney who works on issues related to cannabis. Her name is Sarah Lee Gossett Parrish.
I think we're headed definitely toward legal for medicinal use. And I think once that happens, then it will go to recreational, or as we prefer to say, responsible adult usage. But I think the medical will come first.
So there is no turning back. Marijuana is definitely with us and probably will be legalized.
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, it's been referred to as the green tide, and I do believe it's here, and it's here to stay and gaining momentum on a state-by-state basis and nationally as well. And I think our Congress people are taking notice.
For so long, popular opinion has been against marijuana. Why do you see that changing?
I think people are beginning to see the medicinal value of the plant. I think there are a couple of things that have helped that occur. One is the current opioid epidemic. People are addicted to opioid prescription drugs, and they're dying of overdoses, and people are beginning to learn, they're becoming educated to the fact that cannabis has amazing medicinal properties and can replace those opioid prescription drugs, and it is such a much safer alternative. So I think there's education. I think groups like Normal and some of the other national pro-cannabis groups have done a lot toward educating the public in this regard.
Okay, I'm going to play the devil's advocate. I still have concern that we're moving ahead before we have all the answers.
I think we know for sure that it has medicinal value. I think in many respects, I think we don't know the extent of that yet, because there's not been enough research and development on the issue. And I believe a good part of that reason is because it still remains a Schedule I illegal drug under federal law. And a lot of the research and development money comes from the federal government. So until Congress acts to do something about that, we're not going to have the plethora of research and development that we have with regard to other, you know, drugs that are used medicinally.
I'm still not 100% comfortable.
Well, I can understand that position, certainly. But I think people need to realize that forever, I mean, for many, many years, starting in the 1840s through the 1940s, and really even beyond that, it was prescribed as a medicinal drug. And it was only after the 1940s that it began to be viewed with such a stigma. And people began to think of it in the same category as dangerous illicit drugs. And frankly, the evidence, the scientific and medical evidence, is just not there to support that kind of a stigma for cannabis. And there's significant evidence to the contrary. And I think that it's just been a matter of re-educating the public to what our people and doctors knew back in the day when it was being prescribed and was no big deal.
In Canada, where recreational use is now legal, every province has its own rules and regulations. And I can't help but think that here in the United States, it's going to be much more of the same. Every state will have its own rules and regulations.
Yes, I think that's accurate. I think that's very true. You know, the states do have just widely varying laws concerning whether it's legal to use it for medicinal purposes or recreational and medicinal, and the amounts and the regulations that each state has enacted. And I think it is a lot like Canada, and probably we should all be paying very close attention to what's going to happen in Canada with their new nationwide legalization recreationally, and go to school on it. I think that's very important. And it is important for Americans to be well-versed in the law of each state, because it does vary wildly.
I'm London Mitchell. We are in contact this morning with Sarah Lee Gossett Parrish. She is an attorney, and she specializes in issues that deal with marijuana.
I think we're going to see more and more states, and there aren't that many left, honestly, 30 states have legalized marijuana in some form as of this month. So I think we're going to see those remaining states legalize it at a minimum for medicinal uses. And I think many of them, once that is achieved, will go on to legalize responsible adult usage. And I think that Congress is going to be forced to act to either enact safe harbor legislation to protect patients and businesses in states that have made it legal. And I also think eventually we're going to see Congress act to make it legal nationally for at least medicinal purposes. I think that will be the first step. And then I think we will see responsible adult usage on its heels. And I was in D.C. in August and met with some members of the Congressional Cannabis Caucus, and it was very encouraging. There are representatives from both sides of the aisle working together to address the issue of the conflict in federal and state law regarding cannabis. And they were very hopeful that this incoming Congress, after the midterms, will act to do something to address that conflict of laws that we currently have. I think we're going to see more and more states, and there aren't that many left, honestly, 30 states have legalized marijuana in some form as of this month. So I think we're going to see those remaining states legalize it at a minimum for medicinal uses. And I think many of them, once that is achieved, will go on to legalize responsible adult usage. And I think that Congress is going to be forced to act to either enact safe harbor legislation to protect patients and businesses in states that have made it legal. And I also think eventually we're going to see Congress act to make it legal nationally for at least medicinal purposes. I think that will be the first step. And then I think we will see responsible adult usage on its heels. And I was in D.C. in August and met with some members of the Congressional Cannabis Caucus, and it was very encouraging. There are representatives from both sides of the aisle working together to address the issue of the conflict in federal and state law regarding cannabis. And they were very hopeful that this incoming Congress, after the midterms, will act to do something to address that conflict of laws that we currently have.
Well, we'll wait and see. And that's our program for this morning. Please join us again at the same time next week, when we will again be in contact. I'm London Mitchell.